Cloud Peak Energy has announced it will review strategic alternatives. That means it's open to major changes, including a potential sale of the company, in order to improve its financial situation. The move was announced alongside bonuses to executives, encouraging them to stay on. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim sorts it out.
Cloud Peak Energy is one of the largest coal producers in the U.S., with two mines in Wyoming. In 2015, it avoided risky bets in a new coal market, and along with it, bankruptcy. But it hasn't avoided the tough headwinds facing coal everywhere. On November 13th, Cloud Peak Energy saw its share prices drop to a 52-week low, $1.32. It's seeing customers move away from coal in the near future, with declining profit margins and production. Its shipments this past quarter were down 15% from last year. And perhaps most importantly, Cloud Peak faces a massive looming debt payment of over $290 million in 2 years.
The bottom line here is that Cloud Peak probably sees the handwriting on the wall.
That's Clark Williams Derry, the director of energy finance at Sightline Institute, an environmental research center. He says this pursuit of strategic alternatives is one of the most disruptive decisions a company can make.
This really looks like a desperation move by a company that's having a real hard time making a go of it in today's market. And the best plan may be just to sell itself.
And the announcement shows Cloud Peak is receptive to becoming a different company, selling off, or even breaking up into parts. In its announcement, Cloud Peak said it's also possible no transactions could occur. But with the company's current trajectory, Williams Derry says it's hard to imagine how else Cloud Peak will pay off its hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. This isn't the first sign Cloud Peak has been hurting. At the end of October, the company made a controversial decision to end medical benefits for retirees to save the company money. Benefits will end by 2019, then retirees will receive a lump sum of next year's benefits. This decision isn't taken lightly by the people it affects most.
I did my part. I worked safely for 20 years, and 4 months after I retire, this is what's done. It's maddening.
That's Ann Zollinger. She was a Cloud Peak Energy employee working mostly as a warehouse technician. She retired this past May at age 55. She expected $600 a month to help pay her insurance bills until she was eligible for Medicare at 65.
What I was promised and worked for, and now it's gone by no cause of my own. I feel very powerless to change this. This is a decision that they made in spite of the number of retirees that they had.
The company had no additional comments beyond its press releases and filings. But University of Wyoming energy economist Rob Godby helps explain the healthcare decision. He says cutting post-retirement healthcare makes the company look more valuable, especially given its rough short-term earnings. It provides them with $19.5 million in net income for this quarter, and more for next year. He says you can't cut production if the goal is to keep looking attractive to investors. So this was just low-hanging fruit.
They're looking at any sorts of financial obligations or fixed costs that they can avoid, and they're trying to cut that off their balance sheet just to make themselves more profitable.
Yet filings on the day of Cloud Peak's announcement to change strategies show bonuses to six corporate executives. They're called retention agreements. In five payments over 2 years, the bonuses would provide up to 100% of each person's base salary in order to keep them on through, quote, ongoing challenges. Using 2017 government-filed numbers, that adds up to over $2 million. It sends a message to people like Zollinger, the former employee whose medical benefits were cut.
It seems so unjust. The people that are in the trenches doing the work get the shaft, and the people at the top of the food chain are making out like bandits.
Cloud Peak's problems come down to a tough market with a lot of supply and even fewer customers, with no sign things will get better. UW economist Godby says selling its company or even just assets like mines could help get them out of a financial hole. It could allow Cloud Peak to get rid of its liabilities while finding the money it needs to pay off its huge debts.
And they may be hoping that the value they can get in those sales is greater than, say, some of the profits they would get if they continued to operate over time.
In Cloud Peak's announcement, it said there's no timeline for this process and that it would not release updates. The question now being batted around by market analysts and economists is who could acquire Cloud Peak Energy? For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.